KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 18 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 47. Winds southwest at 15 to 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In southwest Iowa news, contractors have closed 14 breaches on federal levees, breaches that were created by last year's widespread flooding. They have one more to fix on a levee from Thurman to the Missouri border before the spring flooding season starts. That 15th breach is expected to be closed by March the 15th, according to Trish Lambert with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Systems Restoration Team out of Omaha.
The level of repairs are basically at an interim level. However, you know, we're confident that we've, you know, done our best to get them to a point where they can withstand high water events.
Lambert says contractors are bringing the areas where breaches were closed up to the heights from before flooding hit last year. Contractors have armored the closed breached areas with clay on top, but she says they're missing a top layer of grass that would help to protect and stabilize the levees.
Clay has the potential if the water does sit against it. It's not as resilient as if it were to have, you know, that established grass.
Without that grass protection, she says the clay could wash away if there's rain, snow, or a high water event. Lambert says contractors will work to add grass, seeding, and do other final fixes after March the 1st. The State Board of Education yesterday voted unanimously against a plan to bring back a high school in Hamburg. Superintendent Mike Wells proposed a plan to resurrect high school classes under a career academy format in which students would receive a certificate for special skills in addition to their high school diploma. The plan included sharing instructors with Essex, where Wells is also a superintendent.
I have met with Essex staff. They're willing to do whatever it takes. For Essex, let's say we have 20 students in our high school. We generate $140,000. We cut them a check for $100,000 for teaching. It's a win for them. They have no new expenses except some travel. And for Hamburg, financially we can make it. We can be solvent with the high school. Over the next 4 years, that high school will grow.
Wells says the agreement to have Hamburg students attend Sydney for high school forces them to do what Sydney wants them to do. Sydney Superintendent Tim Hood spoke out against the move, saying the state study shows it will not work financially.
The feasibility study is clear in its conclusion that Hamburg cannot support a high school. Plus, to complicate the issue, the Army Corps of Engineers is saying it's going to be another grim spring for us in that area with flooding. After experiencing how things have gone with Hamburg students attending Sydney the past 4 years, we sincerely hope your decision today will allow our students to continue doing great things together.
Hood says taking Hamburg students away from Sydney will end up impacting both schools financially and could lead to the end of both districts.
My final statement is, please do not put both school districts in harm's way when you don't have to.
Board member Mary Ellen Miller of Mason City said she suspects, or rather supports small districts, but expressed concern about the possible financial ramifications of a Hamburg high school.
I supported this when they came a year ago because I really felt the community understood the risk, but now I'm not so sure they do.
She says the feasibility report helped her to make up her mind.
What I'm hearing from all of this data is financially, I just don't see this being viable. And so you're putting at risk a school you already have, that you have enough students to support, that the community supports, and you're putting that at huge risk.
State Board of Education member Mike May of Spirit Lake is a former legislator.
I understand how we've struggled with this issue of small schools forever and ever, and all we seem to do is nibble at the edges. We don't seem to be able to solve the problem. And I would guess that that's probably going to be a problem we're going to be dealing with for years.
May said he worried about the plan on a couple of levels. He says, I'm very much concerned about the viability of your plan. I think financially and instructionally, according to May, this will be a problem in succeeding years. And I think that if we do this now, as others have suggested, and end up in a situation where we have to dissolve the district, you're going to be very unhappy. The Hamburg School District operated as an independent district until 2011. Hamburg entered into a whole grade sharing agreement in 2011 with Farragut. Hamburg High School students attending Farragut and middle school students from Farragut went to Hamburg. Hamburg began sending 9th through 12th grade students to Sydney after the dissolution of the Farragut district. In the funeral announcements, Opal Markison, age 94, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Opal Markison will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Paul Hare, age 64, of Greenfield, died February 14th. Celebration of life services for Paul Hare will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Arnold Sheldahl, age 91, of Menlo, died Monday. A memorial service for Arnold Sheldahl will be today at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Eileen Armstrong, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Eileen Armstrong will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Michael Wilson, age 64, of Erling, died Sunday in Harlan. A memorial service for Michael Wilson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Faith Family Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Phyllis Ann Simonson, age 84, of Omaha, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Phyllis Simonson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gerald Karras, age 89, of Messina, died Saturday in Des Moines. A family visitation for Gerald Karras will be held Saturday from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home of Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Gene Smith, age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A visitation with the family of Gene Smith will be held on Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Anderson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Omaha. Memorial services for John Anderson will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. George Aim, age 89, of Greenfield, died January 3rd. A memorial reception to celebrate the life of George Aim will be on Sunday from 3:30 until 5 at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting the family. Lewis Guthrie, age 85, of Stewart, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lewis Carroll Guthrie will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. J.D. Mendenhall, age 91, who's formerly of Audubon, died February 8th in Lone Tree. Funeral services for J.D. Mendenhall will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Adrian Tierney, age 63, who's formerly of Anita, died February 19th. Memorial services for Adrian Tierney will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Cutler, O'Neill, and Meyer Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Zachary Russell, age 26, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Services for Zachary Michael Russell will be held February 29th at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Colleen Schaff Morrison, age 64, of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and formerly of Messina, died February 17th. Memorial services for Colleen Schaff Morrison will be on March the 20th at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Roger Ford, age 74, of Messina, died Thursday in Boone. Private family services and burial for Roger Ford will take place. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is assisting the family. Jenny Smith, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A private family service for Jenny Smith has been held, and Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Leon Kanan, age 86, of West Des Moines, died February 13th at the Lodge of Ashworth. Following cremation, celebration of life memorial services for Leon Conan will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Bev Webb, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Celebration of life services for Bev Webb are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Gary Oppold, age 76, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Services for Gary Oppold are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.